Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. All contractors want to increase their profits. One way to do that is to pay your material suppliers on time, so you can take the 1% to 3% discounts normally offered. Unless I'm way off base, most of you are thinking, well, that's a great idea, but I can't pay my normal bills, much less take discounts from my suppliers. If that's your thinking, you'll love this tape, because you're going to learn how you can actually pay on time and take advantage of the discounts by making a few minor changes in the way you do business. This month, the tape's founder, Tom Grandy, will be doing the presentation. The tips you get on this tape are just a sampling of what you'll learn if you attend Tom's three-day basic business boot camp held each month at his offices in Owensboro, Kentucky. Pick up a few tips today and give some serious thought to attending the boot camp to further increase your profitability.
Cash flow is a major concern for every contractor listening to this tape. But let me ask you a question. Who in your industry has worse cash flow problems than you do? Right, your supplier. Now, why do you think your supplier has cash flow problems? Right again, because their contractors have cash flow problems. I've talked to a number of distributors across the country, and most tell me the same thing. Only about 10% of their contractors pay within the 30-day terms, with only about 10% of the 10% taking the 1% to 3% discounts they offer. If you pay on time and take your discounts, guess where that puts you in terms of your value to your distributor? That's right. You go to the top of the list. You get a gold star because their number one problem is cash flow and you're part of the solution, not part of their problem. You're the one who gives them the ability to pay their suppliers on time. You're special to them, and you should be. I want to urge you to pay your material suppliers on time and to take your discounts. Yes, you heard me right. I want to urge you to pay your suppliers on time and to take the discounts they offer. Now, I may not be in your car or your office while you're listening to this tape, but I can just about guarantee what's currently going through your mind. What you're thinking, even if you're not saying it out loud, is this. Well, that's a great idea, Tom. I'd love to pay my suppliers on time. I'd love to take the discounts. But I can't even pay my normal bills. How in the world am I going to pay my suppliers on time, much less take the discounts? Believe me, by the time this tape is over, you're going to know where that money is coming from. Before we can get to the how, however, let's spend some time talking about why it's important to pay on time. There are three very specific reasons to pay your material bills on time. The first reason deals with increased profitability. Most suppliers offer a 1% to 3% discount when you pay within a 10-day period. For the typical trades contractor, materials usually comprises about 40% of the gross sales of the company. That means if you do $750,000 in gross sales, you're probably spending approximately $300,000 per year on materials. Now, if you could pay on time, therefore receiving your 1% to 3% discount, that would amount to an additional profit of $3,000 to $9,000 per year. That's enough money for a great vacation, a year of college for one of your children, or a very significant deposit into your retirement account. The second reason deals with opportunities for additional negotiated discounts. And the third reason has to do with the great American free enterprise system. And we'll talk about all these in just a moment. Let's begin with paying on time. When I first entered the trades industry, the company owner I was working for would take me on sales presentations with him to teach me how to sell. After he completed his presentation to the customer, he would always close by asking the customer for a 25% down payment. The customer would sign the proposal, write him a check, and back to the office we would go. I assumed, for a lot of years, that all contractors got deposits on their jobs. I later found out that that was a very false assumption. Based on comments from contractors at my seminars over the past 15 years, only about 20% of contractors across this country get a deposit on their installation jobs. As we discussed this topic in the seminar, I always ask two questions. I first ask those who are getting a deposit, what percent do you get down? As you might imagine, the range is everywhere from 10% all the way up to 100% down. But most get around 25 to 50% down, with little or no hassle from the customer. You hear what I said? With little or no hassle from the customer. I then ask the obvious second question to the rest of the class. And the question is, why don't the rest of you get a deposit? And the answer, predictably, is that they don't ask for it. By the way, some of you listening to this tape may live in California or Florida or some other state where it's technically against the law to get a deposit from your customers. Now, I'm not going to tell you to break the law, but what I am going to tell you is this. I have a lot of contractors in my programs from those states who still ask for deposit and get them without complaints. The fact of the matter is that most residential customers actually expect you, that's right, expect you to ask for deposit on the job, and are really quite surprised when you don't request it. With the possible exception of the emergency changeout, most customers have planned for the expense and have the money allocated in some form. When it comes to commercial or industrial jobs, most contractors' thinking is that those kinds of accounts would never even consider paying a deposit up front. My suggestion is simple. Ask. Ask anyway, because you never know what the other person is thinking. I'm constantly amazed at the number of contractors in our seminars who do get deposits on light commercial, and yes, even industrial jobs. Again, if you don't ask, you don't get it. Make it a habit to always ask the person or company you're purchasing from if they have a better or a lower price. Let me repeat that. Make it a habit to always ask the person or company you're purchasing from if they have a better or lower price. That simple question will often get you discounts that you weren't even aware were available. Just last week, my family and I were driving to Birmingham, Alabama for the night, and I'd made an advance reservation at La Quinta Motel. The best rate they would give me on the telephone was $85 a night. As we drove into Birmingham, I saw a billboard that advertised a starting rate at the La Quinta of $49.95 a night. Now, I realize from past experience that those kinds of rates are often not really available. And if they are, it's usually only on one of the 300 rooms they've got, and you don't qualify for it. But just for the fun of it, when I checked in at the motel, I asked why my rate was $85, and the billboard said $49.95. The clerk's answer really surprised me. He said, quote, "All you have to do to get the $49.95 rate is to tell me you saw it on a billboard." I told him, and guess what? He gave me the lower rate. I just got an instant $35 discount simply because I asked the question. Most all of your customers, residential, commercial, and industrial, will be happy to give you a deposit on the job, but you have to ask for it. There are two specific reasons to get a deposit on each job. The first is obvious. It helps cash flow, and it gives you the opportunity to pay your material bills on time, therefore qualifying for the discounts. The second reason is just as important, but perhaps not as obvious. I'll bet if you look back over the past couple of years, you could remember at least a couple of jobs that were sold during the height of your busy season. After you finished your presentation to the customer and agreed on the price, you were then forced to inform the customer it would be perhaps 2 weeks before you could start their job. The slightly disgruntled customer agrees to wait, and you're placed on their backlog list. The 2 weeks pass, and you call the customer to tell them that you're starting the job the next day. To your surprise, the customer tells you they decided not to wait, and they had another contractor do the job. Worse yet, the other company may even be there working on the job while you're talking on the phone. You tell yourself it's not fair, and besides that, I have a signed contract. Sure, you could take them to court, but guess what? It wouldn't do any good. The bottom line is simple. You lost the job. Now think about the same scenario from a different angle. What if you had gotten a 50% deposit on the job from the customer? I can just about guarantee you they won't have anyone else do that job, not when you have 50% of their money. Get a deposit on every job. It helps cash flow. It lets you take the discounts from your suppliers and nearly guarantees your customer will not have anyone else do the job if they have to wait a few extra days before you begin. Now let's assume you're getting a down payment with each job. What do you do with it? If you deposit in your company checkbook and leave it there, the law of money will soon kick in. And simply stated, the law of money says that any significant size budget can and will absorb all the dollars that are put in it. That's a big statement. Let me say that again. The law of money says this. Any significant size budget can and will absorb all the dollars that are put in it. In other words, we spend what we have. If you place that deposit check in your checkbook and leave it there, it will soon get spent. If that happens, you'll be in worse shape than you were before. Now the money is gone, leaving you without the ability to pay the bill, much less take the discounts. The solution is simple. The same day you make the deposit in your checkbook, write out a check for the same amount and put the check in an envelope in your desk, in your file, or in your safe. Although the money is still physically in the checkbook, it doesn't reflect it in the balance. Therefore, you're not tempted to spend it. As each deposit check is deposited, continue to write yourself a check for the same amount and put it in the envelope. And when the material invoice arrives from your supplier, you'll then simply add the checks back into the checkbook so you can pay your bill. The difference is that you can now pay on time and you now have the ability to take those 1% to 3% discounts. Now let's jump ahead a few months. You've been paying your material supplier on time for nearly a year. You've been taking the discounts and you've gained a great deal of credibility with your supplier. You're now part of your distributor's elite group of contractors that help relieve their cash flow problems rather than the other 90% that are causing them. You're special, and both you and your distributor know it. That puts you in a very favorable position with your supplier. Now it's time to take your supplier to dinner. After a wonderful dinner, it's time to do a little bit of negotiating. Now remember, the essence of negotiating is that it's a win-win for everybody involved. You both must benefit. Begin by reminding your supplier that you have been paying on time and taking your discounts for nearly a year, and that you realize what a significant benefit it is to them in terms of their cash flow. Now, ask your dinner guest, what would they be willing to do if you wrote them a check for the equipment when it arrived at your shipping dock? Could you get another 0.5% or perhaps an additional 1% discount? Maybe they could help you better tag your orders or to track your material purchases by department or perhaps by job. Negotiate on anything that would be of significant benefit to your company. In the back of your mind, remember who you are. You're in their top 5%, and you're a customer they don't want to lose. Losing you will hurt their cash flow, not to mention their sales. You have bargaining power. Use it. You have bargaining power. Use it. In addition to the initial benefits of increased profitability and negotiated discounts, there's a third benefit to paying on time and taking your discounts. Every supplier in town, no matter the trade or the product, has cash flow problems. Those same suppliers are constantly looking for new accounts, but especially new accounts that pay on time. Believe me, it won't take long for the grapevine to spring into action. Before very long, every supplier in town will know that ABC Contracting Company pays their bills on time. You will soon find yourself swamped with calls from suppliers who in the past would not even give you the time of day. Talk about negotiating power. Now you're in the driver's seat. It's way past time to view your suppliers in a new light. In the past, they have, in effect, become your banker. If anyone wasn't going to get paid at the end of the month, it would usually be your supplier. Forget the old thinking. Begin to look at your suppliers as a new source of increased profitability. That's a new thought, isn't it? Forget the old thinking and begin to see your suppliers as new sources of increased profitability. Start getting a deposit on every job. You'll strengthen your relationships with your suppliers. Your profitability will increase, and you will seldom lose a job because your customer had to wait a few extra days for you to begin the job.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our totally redesigned website now has a complete listing of all of the products and services Grandy & Associates has to offer. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it's also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. One last comment. Grandy & Associates' newest program called the Basic Business Bootcamp is taking the industry by storm. Contractors from across the country are traveling to Owensboro, Kentucky to attend Tom Grandy's bootcamp. If you're not generating the profit you deserve, I would suggest you seriously consider attending the 3-day bootcamp to learn all the basics of how to run a profitable business. To sign up for one of the monthly programs, simply give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.